שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר פסח.
Hello, we will be reading from the Passover booklet. We'll be starting with the article He Who Comes to Defile. You can find it in the writings of Chabashi in the Passover booklet. It's on page 246. You can send us questions live on kab.tv as well and find the articles on kabbalahmedia.info or archive.
Let's try to be together as close to each other as possible, as united as possible. By this, we will draw reforming light with the intention that it'll help all the people who are sick so they will be healthy and will not be sick. So we'll pray for everyone, for our friends who also have people, they need to ask for help for them from above. And for everyone, that this connection between us will help and will pull us forward. Let's go.
Yes, so it's page 246 in the Passover booklet, the article He Who Comes to Defile. It is written in the Zohar, quote, He who comes to defile, meaning to see that he is impure, is defiled. That is, he is shown from above the dumbness of the heart. The heart is impure, dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead, end quote. Conversely, one who regards himself as whole and does not criticize one's actions is righteous according to his understanding and belongs to the general public whose work is in a manner of reward and punishment. Quote, until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, end quote. While they are in a state of still and are searching for the truth, they are shown that secret of the meaning of Lishma for her sake. Who reveals it to them? It comes from above. This is called He who comes to purify is aided. It follows that one who is impure, who understands that he is impure, dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead, this is the first discernment. This is when he is on a faraway road, namely he is shown from above that he is far from the path of truth and wants to escape the campaign until he invokes mercy. Hence, on first Passover, he is still not pure. Passover is the left line, meaning that he is shown the secrets of Torah. Right is called pure, which is the state of chesed, or grace or mercy, when his work is in order to bestow. However, on the second Passover, he repents, purifies himself with chesed, meaning to bestow, and at that time, he can be rewarded with Passover, which is the left line, chokmah.
If there are no questions, then I can say this in general. We want to feel ourselves as wicked, because if you're not wicked, then how can you advance? How can you correct yourself? How can you be in corrections? Only on condition that you feel that you are wicked. Therefore, he who comes to purify, he who comes to defile. Accordingly, a person this is where a person is. So, and this is how we should see ourselves, accordingly. Of course, we feel unpleasant if we feel that we are impure, that our thoughts and desires, the whole direction we're going for, all those things are not that pleasant. But if they are true, and if he feels this way about himself, it's a sign that the reforming light is shining on him. And when that reforming light shines on him, it promotes a person, because then a person feels that he is wicked, and he's got something to correct, and he asks for mercy. He asks for corrections. And therefore, that's a good situation. So when should we be happy? When we discover the bad in us. Because then, according to the recognition of evil in us, we can open up the request for the Creator, of the Creator to give us His light, and then we'll come out of Egypt. That's all that it's about. Therefore, this is what we should see now. Why is the article, why does it say, he who comes to defile? Because I come to see myself, how wicked I am. That I cannot be righteous, because what have I done so far? But I also don't feel like I'm wicked, because the upper light doesn't shine on me. So, this is why he says, in the Zohar, he who comes to defile, meaning he comes to see how impure he is. This is called, he who comes to defile is defiled. What does it mean that he's defiled? He is shown from above the deafness of the heart in him. How impure his heart is, the heart, meaning that it's dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead. This is what a person feels like. In other words, first of all, our work is to come to a state where we see the truth, how wicked we are, how impure we are. And then we'll have what to come and ask for corrections for. So in the beginning, we have to do everything to see what our true attributes are of each and every one. And this doesn't require many efforts. Go among the friends, see how you treat them, how you're concerned about them, how you want to be together with them, in avut with them, in mutual guarantee with them, and accordingly, you'll see if you're wicked or righteous. Very simple. And we'll come out of Egypt if we discover the truth, that we are all controlled by Pharaoh. Then we will cry out and demand, and the Creator will deliver us. Next article.
Yes, the next article. The meaning of Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you along the way when you came out of Egypt. Amalek is the evil inclination, and it comes to a person only, quote, when you came out of Egypt, end quote. Meaning, when a person emerges from the Egyptians who are afflicting the soul, when one takes upon himself to engage in serving the Creator, this is when he comes.
Again, please.
Again, the meaning of Amalek. Quote, remember what Amalek did to you along the way when you came out of Egypt, end quote. Amalek is the evil inclination, and it comes to a person only, quote, when you came out of Egypt, end quote. Meaning when a person emerges from the Egyptians who are afflicting the soul. When one takes upon himself to engage in serving the Creator, this is when he comes.
Yes. In other words, when does one feel that he has Amalek in him? When he wants to come out of Egypt, then he feels that he has the evil inclination that doesn't want to get out, that's holding him in Egypt, that feels that it's connected to the Egyptians. And then, if he takes upon himself to engage in work, in connection with others, in connecting with others, only by keeping himself in connection with the friends in the group, can he run away with them and come out of Egypt. Questions? I don't see any. Fine. I guess everything is clear. So, let's continue.
We will continue.
I think it dropped. It shut down. that all the pictures, the video fell, so they can't hear us? Alex, can you update us on what's happening?
How do they hear it? No, the broadcast is on, it's fine.
Oh, finally I can see. Very well.
So we will continue with the next article. And Jethro heard.
You can
find it in the Passover booklet on page 249. And Jethro heard. The Zohar asks, did Jethro hear and all the nations did not hear? After all, it is written, quote, the nations will hear and be angry, end quote. However, Jethro heard and was broken, and all the nations heard and were not broken. Therefore, their hearing is not hearing. We should ask why Jethro broke when he heard the tearing of the Red Sea and the war against Amalek. He saw two things here. One, on the part of the Creator said to Moses, quote, the Lord will fight for you and you will be silent, end quote. Concerning the war against Amalek, it is written, quote, and Moses said to Joshua, choose us people and go fight against Amalek, end quote. Concerning Moses, it is written, quote, his hands were hands of faith until the sun sets, end quote.
In other words, Jethro heard about Moses' war against Amalek.
We should say that when he went out of Egypt, they believed in the Creator. At that time, because of the faith, they did not need an awakening from below. Rather, the Creator told them they must only continue to have faith, and the Creator will fight for you. The power of faith is to deliver him from all the troubles. This is so because faith is actually an awakening from below. As our sages said, quote, everything is in the hands of heaven but for the fear of heaven, end quote. Conversely, the war against Amalek, which is, quote, how he met you along the way, end quote, bringing heresy to the people of Israel, as they interpreted, quote, and attacked the stranglers at your rear, end quote, cutting the words and throwing them upwards, casting words upwards and saying, quote, the commandments you commanded your people Israel, how has this helped them, end quote. This is how the book Siftei Chachamim interprets it. For this reason, the matter depends on faith, which is the meaning of the fear of heaven, and this is in the hands of man. This is why they had to fight.
In other words, everything depends on the power of faith, on how much he goes above reason and wants to be above what the ego tells him. Accordingly, he succeeds. This is the meaning of the war of Moses against Amalek, and Jethro is a special force that, although it doesn't belong to the people of Israel, it is Moses' father-in-law. Moses married Jethro's daughter, Zipporah, and Jethro helped the people of Israel a lot afterwards with all of the arrangements of the people of Israel. When they came to the desert, he gave them their order. Jethro did all that and he felt it. He understood and heard what was happening in the people of Israel. Meaning, it is such a quality in a person that although it is outside of the point in the heart, but it's on the borderline. It kind of mediates, connects the point in the heart, which is the point that has to achieve dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator, connected with the nations of the world. And then that point, although initially it belonged to the nations of the world, enters into the rule of Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator. Yashar Kel is Israel. This is what we heard and read about Jethro, that afterwards he stayed in the people of Israel. We read this, and now what have we got left?
The next article is the Exodus from Egypt and the giving of the Torah.
It's on
page 270 in the English version of the booklet, Passover booklet.
The Exodus from Egypt and the giving of Torah. Fine.
There is a question, by the way, Rav, if you're interested.
Yes.
Tel Aviv 1, please.
1 second.
Ken.
Yes.
Go ahead, Tel Aviv. Tal, we can't hear you.
Tel Aviv, lo shumim.
Tel Aviv, we can't hear you. Tel Aviv, one, we can't hear you.
The system isn't working. Okay, we will continue. It'll get sorted. We will continue. So, the Exodus from Egypt and the giving of the Torah, page 270 in the English version of the Passover booklet. The Exodus from Egypt and the giving of the Torah. In the Exodus from Egypt, they received vessels of bestowal, which are vessels of chasadim. The tearing of the Red Sea was seeing, which are lights of chokmah, received in the vessels of, in vessels of reception. There, it was through an awakening from above, as it is written, quote, "The Lord will fight for you, and you will be silent," end quote. But the reception of the Torah was by that awakening, by an awakening from below, when they said, quote, "We will do, and we will hear," end quote. A miracle is called an awakening from above, whereas Torah is called, for it is not in heaven, since she comes by an awakening from below. Hence, this is sustainable. Quote, "The Torah was not given to the ministering angels, but only to people," end quote. It follows that people are a higher degree than the ministering angels, since an angel is a messenger, which is, "We will do," while the Torah is called, "We will hear."
Yes. So what is he saying? I'm reading again. The Exodus from Egypt means they received vessels of bestowal, and Egypt themselves means that they are under Pharaoh's control. So they are in vessels of reception. The exit from the vessels of reception, meaning what? They receive vessels of bestowal. Vessels of bestowal are vessels to bestow. Vessels of Bina. This is why he writes that they are vessels of chasadim, mercies. The tearing of the Red Sea is seeing, which are lights of chokmah, received in vessels of reception. There, in the Exodus from Egypt, it was through an awakening from above. As it is written, "The Lord will fight for you, and you will be silent." Meaning there are things that go as awakening from below, through an awakening from below, from us, through outcries and requests and litanies and so forth. And there are processes we go through, through an awakening from above, meaning an awakening from the Creator, where the Creator awakens us without asking our opinion, but when He wants, without any prior, anything that comes to us first. He continues. But the reception of the Torah was not the Exodus from Egypt, but the next degree, was by that awakening, by an awakening from below, meaning it is done by our awakening. When they said, "We will do and we will hear," meaning we're willing to do and willing to listen We want to do everything only in order to receive the strength to hear, which is being and the power to bestow. A miracle is called an awakening from above, because it comes from above. So the Torah isn't the miracle. Whereas the Torah is called, for it is not in heaven. Rather, a person must be included in this, incorporated in this. He must demand and do what he must do. Since she comes by an awakening from below. Hence, this is sustainable. Because if it comes through a person by his efforts sustains it, and then everything falls into place. The Torah was not given to the ministering angels, only to people. That's what it says. The Torah was not given to the ministering angels, but to people. It follows that people are a higher degree than the ministering angels, since an angel is a messenger, which is we will do. Something simple, a quality, an attribute, while the Torah is called we will hear. We won't do, not we will do, but we will hear. It's a degree of Bina, a degree of Chasadim, a big spiritual degree. So, the exodus from Egypt and the giving of the Torah, we should see where they come through an awakening from below and where they come through an awakening from above. But all in all, we always have to think that we get everything only through an awakening from below, from us. And when it comes from above, we receive it by itself. We've got Tzvika, I think. Petach Tikva 19. We can't hear you.
Tzvika, we can't hear you.
No, we can't hear you. Something happened with our system. We need to treat it urgently, or just throw away the galaxy, or go to something else simple. No, or do something. I don't agree to keep giving lessons this way. I hope they at least hear me. But it's a problem. Now we hear you.
Great. So there is a problem. But look, you said that the Creator awakens us from above. Who does He awaken? When does He awaken? And what is the condition for Him awakening us?
Well, this I cannot answer you.
Why?
Because I don't know.
What's happening today in the world is...
Well, yes, but when we should awaken, He awakens us. This is done by an awakening from above. Through an awakening from below, we have to try to always awaken Him. As it is written, I wish He prayed all day. This is what is written about each one and all of us together. Therefore, let's try to turn to Him and pray all day. And whenever He awakens us, He does, but at least on our part, we should awaken Him all the time. You got anything else to ask?
Yes. What always bothered me is, Na'ase v'nishma, we shall do and we shall hear.
We will do means you have to do all kinds of deeds in order to do an awakening from below, to awaken the Creator. And when He answers you from above, it will be by an awakening from above. It will be Lishma, when He brings you the power of Bina.
Yes, but how do I draw the power of Bina?
Take it easy. What are you saying?
The power of Bina, when can I receive it so as to hear? It's as if you need to do it without hearing, to do it preemptively.
Of course we have to do everything in advance. We have to do all of our actions so they will be directed toward Him, toward the Creator, as much as possible, so He will help us and correct us and turn to Him constantly, incessantly. This is called activating the awakening from below. And as a result, we hope that He will turn to us and correct us by His awakening, which is called an awakening from above. That's it.
I hear myself double.
What?
Double in the...
Maybe it's only you?
The friend said the same thing is happening.
Yeah, I don't hear you very well either. I don't know what's happening to us with this system. We have to remove it urgently. I don't want to wait any longer. Maybe get technicians from the outside and do something. I don't trust those guys anymore, the guys who are here. I don't know, every day, such malfunctions.
No, they're saying the internet is slower all over the world and it affects many systems.
Yes, because the whole world is on the internet today.
Yes, from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Yep, what can we do? We have no choice. We have to. Maybe we can switch off the video. I don't need to see your pretty face. It's enough for me to hear your voice.
But it's a nice face. Isn't it a waste?
No, seriously. Maybe instead of seeing all those videos, I can just hear the sound clearly, and that's it. That'll be enough for me. We, in general, we need to see our internality and our externality already. Understand? So let's try. For the time being, I don't see any more questions. Well, let's continue.
אז אנחנו נעבור לעמוד 287, מאמר המרבה לספר ביציאת מצרים. המאמר מופיע גם בספר כתבי רבש ג'.
The more one speaks of the exodus of Egypt.
שוב, עמוד
287. The more one speaks of the exodus of Egypt.
כל המרבה לספר ביציאת מצרים, הרי זה משובח. יש להבין,
in the exodus of Egypt, oh, sorry, quote, the more one speaks of the exodus from Egypt, the better, end quote. We should understand why we should speak so much about the exodus from Egypt, to the point where they said that the more one speaks of it, the better. Also, we should understand what is said, quote, each generation, one must see oneself as though he came out of Egypt, end quote. It is known that there is nothing to add in the light, but rather in the vessels. Hence, more pertains to the kelim, the vessels, which pertains to the lack of sensation of exile. When one comes to feel the exile, he feels that he himself is in Egypt. In such a state, how can he praise the exodus from Egypt while he is in Egypt? This is the meaning of, quote, one must see himself as though he came out of Egypt, end quote. It is as Baal Sulam said, quote, in the future, in the end of correction, the righteous will sing, then Moses will sing, end quote.
Again,
I'll read. The more one speaks of the exodus from Egypt, the better. We should understand why we should speak so much about the exodus from Egypt, to the point that they said that the more one speaks of it, the better. Also, we should understand what is said. Each generation, one must see oneself as though he came out from Egypt. It is known that there is nothing to add in the light, but rather in the kelim. vessels. Hence, more pertains to the kelim, which pertains to the lack of sensation of exile. When one comes to feel the exile, he feels that he himself is in Egypt. In such a state, how can he praise the exodus from Egypt while he is in Egypt? This is the meaning of, one must see himself as though he came out from Egypt. It is as Bala Sulam said, in the future, end of correction, the righteous will sing. Then Moses will sing.
Meaning, despite us still being in Egypt, we need to imagine to ourselves that it's as if we're coming out of Egypt, and to praise that situation, to yearn for it. It means, that's the meaning of song for the future. Then we'll come close to a state where we truly come out of Egypt, meaning each one will rise above his ego and begin to feel the true reality, which is above our ego. Our ego restricts, diminishes all of reality into time, space, and motion, reality that's full of boundaries, boundaries of time, space, and motion. But when we want to come out of these boundaries, to emerge from the boundaries of the ego, then it's as if we come out of Egypt. Therefore, in each generation, one must see oneself as though he came out of Egypt. This is the meaning of singing for the future. And then, according to our participation in that, we will awaken forces which will bring us out of Egypt. Well, we don't see people who want... I see Amnon over there. Why is he silent? Petach Tikva 18. Just waves hello. Oh, we have the focus group.
What does it mean that a person must see himself as though he came out of Egypt? What should he imagine? What should he do? What does it mean to see himself?
You could say that it's a lie, right? What does it mean that he comes out of Egypt? He hasn't come out yet. He's in his egoistic will to receive. He doesn't know how to do anything outside of thinking about his own self-interest. He doesn't want to connect to anyone and more. So what does it mean that he comes out of Egypt? He's not coming out yet. That's true. That's true that he's not coming out yet. But he imagines to himself that he is coming out, he already came out or is in the process, as if he's connected to the friends, as if he loves them, as if he's discovering the Creator and the connection between them. And by being drawn towards that, he is invoking the reforming light upon himself, called the surrounding light. And then, by that, slowly, gradually, he achieves it. All right?
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
Lo shomim. Haifa 3.
We can't hear you. Haifa 3.
Lo shomim. Petach Tikva 7.
Petach Tikva 7.
Petach Tikva 7. Gam lo shomim. Hem lo shomim oti o she...
Oh, they also don't hear? Can they hear me, or is it us not hearing them?
They're telling me from broadcast that they are hearing. They can hear.
Right, so Haifa 3? No? No. All right. Vlad from Kiev, you want to ask something? vanished altogether. The moment I ask, he vanishes. All right. Friends, we have a problem. We need to discover the inner connection between us as quickly as possible, so that we speak from heart to heart, and then we don't need any galaxy platform, we don't need these wires, this internet, none of it. The connection between us will work, it will be the field that the Lord has blessed. The Creator blesses it, and then we will be tied together by the purest and most beautiful bond. All right. If not, then let us now switch to the Arvut article.
Yes, we're going to switch to the article, the Arvut.